It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. We have an update now on the ethnic strife and humanitarian crisis in the Central Asian nation of Kyrgyzstan. At least 170 people have been killed in rioting that's engulfed the southern part of the nation. Tens of thousands, mainly members of the ethnic Uzbek minority, have fled. Most are women, children, and the elderly, who found their way to overcrowded camps in neighboring Uzbekistan. But Uzbekistan has sealed its borders, saying it cannot handle any more refugees. NPR's David Green has reached the main city in the south of Osh. David, good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
Is there still fighting?
We're told that there is, at least near the airport. I'm actually, can you hear me moving a little bit? These are loading into a vehicle to be transported by the military away from the airport. We landed here a little while ago, and we're warned that near a village near the airport, there's still been a good bit of gunfire. So they've been very careful transporting journalists in from the airport and bringing foreigners and others to get flights going out. It's really, it's quite a scene here. People are sort of milling about, some in plain clothes with carrying weapons, some it looks like in the military, but so far the airport is all I've seen, and it's pretty tense. We're told that that's not everywhere. Near the airport is some of the worst of the situation right now. In the city of Osh, in the city of Jalalabad, another city where there was a lot of violence the last few days, things are apparently much calmer, and so we'll get a look at that as we make our way in.
And David, does that mean that there's relief on the way if things are calmer?
Well, we're here at the airport right now, and there are huge trucks with what appears to be supplies, a lot of medicine, and so there's an international committee, the Red Cross, presence here. So at least the small vantage point I have, I mean, we're seeing limited aid making its way in, and what we hear on a more global level is that groups like the Red Cross, the UN, the United States, Russia, are all moving as quickly as possible. But when we're talking about numbers that are fairly high, tens of thousands, perhaps as many as 100,000 people, the Uzbek government says, waiting at the border to get across, and refugee camps already flooded on the Uzbek side. You know, it's a pretty dramatic situation.
Talk a little bit, please, about how the political turmoil in the country plays into this particular crisis.
Well, it's the former president, Kormanbek Bakiyev, was ousted from power in a pretty bloody uprising back in April. I'm actually just looking at the vehicle we're getting in, and the back window has been blown out, it looks like. He was ousted from power in a pretty bloody uprising. He had a lot of support here in the south. A new government took over, and it's been very fragile. A lot of people have doubted whether the government could actually maintain control of this country. It's really a loose coalition of politicians. No one knew if they could cooperate, and this is certainly their biggest test, and so far they've had a lot of trouble maintaining control. The new government is literally begging for help from Russia to send peacekeepers, which Russia has not so far, and begging outside governments to come intervene.
Exactly. The Russians haven't sent any troops yet, but are they saying that they will?
The Russians are still considering what they're going to be doing. They worked with their defense bloc of former Soviet countries. They've considered helicopters and equipment, but so far no peacekeeping troops. But Russia has committed to sending a good deal of aid.
David, there was supposed to be a referendum on a new constitution later this month. What are the chances of that happening now?
It's not clear. There's been no announcement yet on the referendum this month, no announcement on the parliamentary vote that was expected in this fall. But, you know, those are important tests for the new government. No announcements yet, but it's hard to see when you have this many people flooding out of the southern part of the country that those votes would go forward very easily. I'm just climbing into a vehicle here.
Exactly. I can hear that you're moving around. Tell us a little bit about what you will see.
It's not clear, Deb. You know, the vehicle that we've kind of hired appears to be shot from the front window and the back window. I can't say for sure, but not the safest situation, but this might be the only way that we can get out of the airport. The military has agreed to give us some support to get away from the airport and into the city of Osh.
Thank you very much. Stay safe, David.
Thank you, Deb.
NPR's David Green. He's reporting from Kyrgyzstan.